With the insiders in Capitol Hill, and that would be all over Washington and actually beyond the borders. From Talk Radio News, Ellen Ratner joins us. Ellen, how are you? You've been in the States a little bit too long, I think. I'm surprised you haven't flown off somewhere to the Sudan again. When's your next trip?
My next trip to the Sudan is in 2.5 weeks.
I knew it. Tell the listeners too. I want to take this chance at the top to tell everyone about Goats for the Old Goat. We've been pushing it here on America Tonight. I've gotten some great letters from people who are doing it. So I want to know, how's it going?
It's going really quite well. We're going to be giving out about another 400 goats on my current trip to Africa. So we're happy about that. We like to give people goats, and we like to have people's picture taken with them so they get a photo with their goat.
I love that. All right, so goatsfortheoldgoat.com, great cause. Help Ellen and the people in Sudan out as well. Speaking of getting some help, the president is reaching out to a few people, the speaker and the minority leader. Where's this going with the vote on the budget?
Well, the White House will not release any information. This has to do with the sequestration, which, of course, happens on the 1st of March. President did release statements, and so interesting, they sort of bypassed the press on this, but they reduced the deficit by $2.5 trillion, according to the White House, and the president did reach out to the Speaker Minority Leader in the Senate today to try and sort of bridge the gap. But the White House also knows that currently, given some of the poll numbers, that he does have the upper hand, and believe you me, he's using his political capital on that.
Yeah, what's interesting, too, is people always want to look at the approval ratings, but the approval ratings are up for the president, aren't they?
They are definitely up, 55%, although some people are saying, well, a lot of people think the country is still going in a not good direction, but 55% of the people do have an approval rating for the president.
Yeah. There's something you sent to me, and it's funny, ironically, I got a text from somebody about it, too, about this joint statement of the U.S. COC President Tom Donohoe and AFL-CIO, Union Right President Richard Trumka, and they're talking about what they're agreeing to. They're agreeing to this situation with jobs ahead of the whole immigration thing. Explain that. Flesh that out for us.
Well, one is they came to a few agreements. One is to allow American citizens to get first crack at available jobs. They want to create a new worker visa to make it easier for employers to hire immigrants, but at the same time, they also want to create a new independent federal agency to advise Congress on the needs of the country's workforce. However, one thing that they did not deal with is a path to citizenship for the 11 million immigrants, so that is clearly going to come up or maybe not come up.
Yeah. What about this deal with the Republican senators writing a letter about Hagel saying withdraw the nomination? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, there's 16 of them, and so now the question is whether that 16 is going to make a difference. They are really, they were two votes shy, I think, of getting the 60 votes necessary to get them confirmed. Some people like John McCain, his old friend, were not on the 16-person senator letter, but what is somebody that said he wants some more documents, some more questions answered. So if they are, quote-unquote, satisfied with what they get, they will confirm.
All right, one last one. John Huntsman ran for president on the Republican side. You know where that went. He eventually bowed out. But he's coming out in a big way in support of gay marriage. That's pretty big.
Yes, he is. He says it's a conservative issue, gay marriage. And also on that same front, the White House may write a friend of the court brief on that. This is the issue of upholding the California Proposition 8 that's coming before the Supreme Court in the last week of March.
Yeah. Ellen Ratner, take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. We'll be right back. music to preview what's coming up this hour of America tonight. That means we're going to lighten the load. And coming up, that means Oscars. Who's going to win the statuettes? Do you even care? We do the cheap movie review. So, sorry, we care. It's our way to chillax because we're so furious about the things that are happening in our backwards country when it comes to some of our laws. The laws that should be, the laws that aren't, and the overregulation and the concern over what's going to happen with the tax code. And let me tell you, lately I've been tangling with the tax code, and as I had somebody tell me the other day, and this was for like a nothing burger thing, it was for a little teensy inheritance thing, they told me, yeah, go to the IRS website and you'll see, and you'll have no idea what it means. We're not even sure ourselves. We're in the investment banking world, and it doesn't make any sense. You'll download pages and pages and pages of tax code, but then in the end you won't be sure how much tax you're supposed to pay. What good does that do anyone? And as I said, this was for a nothing burger. So I bet you each and every single one of us could bump into this crazy, crazy red tape when we're trying to, you know, legally do what we're supposed to do. Maybe that's the problem, what we're supposed to do. So we're also going to give you the odds for the Oscars as we bounce back to some of the light stuff. We're going to talk about this wild thing on the Vegas Strip. What do you think happens when you get a Maserati and a Range Rover going head to head? I'll explain. And yeah, it's not pretty. And it's somebody with a little bit of a name in the rapper world. Ammo prices have gone sky high. I told you the story about my friend who just got a concealed and carry license, and she was telling me the problems that she was having with getting ammo, which we already knew because we did a little legwork as far as Walmart and other places like Bass Pro Shop and Cabela's and other places that sold ammunition, and they all told me the same thing, how people line up, and now back orders are starting to come in. But how about this? Ammunition is really jumped up. I mean, the prices have doubled because of the shortage or the backlog, if you will. And this is a familiar thing that I'm hearing all over the place. You know, what you sold for $20 a box maybe a couple of months ago is now $50 a box. So think about it. How much of a percentage is that in an increase if you're selling a product? That would be 145%. 145%. So when somebody said to me wisely right before the election, hey, listen, if you're looking for some good stocks, I'm no stockbroker, but I would say get something with one of the gun companies or ammunition because we're going to really see it go sky high. What a layup that was, without a doubt. And I know there are a few people listening to America tonight that have been socked in by the snow. How much has come down already, and what's it looking like out there as far as people getting stranded and whatnot in places like Wichita, Kansas? We'll tell you about it next. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resource. Today is February 22nd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,578. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,617.72, $808.86 for a half ounce, $404.43 for a quarter ounce, $1,617.72, $808.86, and $404.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bin Laden is there, and you're going to kill him for me.
That's a little clip of Jessica Chastain from Zero Dark 30. Her odds, according to pregame.com out of Vegas, 6-1 to win Best Actress. The odds on favorite Jennifer Lawrence from Silver Linings Playbook. After that, probably the closest is Emmanuel Riva. And then you go from there, Naomi Watts, 33-1. And the little girl from the Southern Wild, that the odds there are 40-1. The beast of the Southern Wild. I haven't seen that, but I heard she's quite good. So everybody seems to think Jennifer Lawrence is cleaning up. She'll get Best Actress. It's interesting for Best Picture, Zero Dark 30, 66-1. The odds on favorite to win the Oscar is Lincoln or Argo. Argo actually has the best chance. It's minuscule. And Lincoln, 5-1. So those two battling it out. This is according to the wise guys in Las Vegas. And speaking of Vegas, it was like a war zone. It's really odd. When things pop in Vegas, you hear it pretty quickly because there's so many people that are walking up and down the strip that if something like a car chase or somebody has a gun and there's shots that ring out, immediately everybody's talking, everybody's there, and it's just a crazy scene. So there was a shooting and a fiery crash on the strip, 3 people dead, including rapper Kenny Clutch. The police were just scrambling, I hear, all over the place to find out what triggered the chaos and the mayhem that it ensued. Witnesses say they just heard people screaming. So it closed about a block and a half around some of the biggest casinos. They had to close it because of what happened there for hours. Tourists were just gawking at a wrecked Maserati and a burned out taxi and 4 other cars. I think some of the tourists thought this was a movie deal, that they were filming some kind of a movie because they hadn't heard what happened before. Now, the people killed, Ken Cherry Jr. is the rapper who's Kenny Clutch, and he is from Oakland, California, and he lived in Vegas. And they say, you know, his death was shocking. He was really making it as a rapper. And all of this kind of went down around the Bellagio. So Caesar's Palace, the Bellagio, Bally's, the Flamingo, all of that was nearby. And one thing about Vegas, we talk about Big Brother and cameras all around, which I hate. I hate, like, those red light cameras. I think they should be ripped out. And in Vegas, the Strip is just popping with surveillance cameras. So when they're looking into this, I guarantee the first thing they're stripping out is the video. They probably already started to look at it. And so everybody started to spill onto the streets. There was a Range Rover that fired a bunch of shots at the Maserati, and they both went toe-to-toe, just putting, you know, on the gas all the way up Las Vegas Boulevard, if you've ever been there. When the driver was hit, the Maserati just went into the intersection and collided with a taxi. It caught fire, and then all the people in the taxi died. How awful is that? What a time to just innocently be in the cab. And then three other people that were just around were also hurt in the cars that piled up. So they're trying to figure out what started it, from what neighborhood, and the loud bang and everything else that happened. But you never know in Vegas. I'm serious. You never know. I lived in Vegas for 3 years, and the things that I heard about and the things sometimes that I saw, unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. But that rapper dead, and lots of questions still hanging in the balance. All right, so here we roll in some odds and ends, and I think bigger than the rapper and Vegas is the big show is the snow. 60 million people, give or take, in the path of the winter storm that is just dumping serious snow in places like Kansas and, you know, shutting down all kinds of highways. The Missouri governor, we got a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Missouri, Jay Nixon, declared a state of emergency, knowing, hey, you got snow, you got sleet, you got ice. Are you kidding me? So parts of the state, they're talking about 10 inches of snow. In Kansas City, there are 250 snow plows that are trying to clear the roads, and they're trying to tell people, listen, just stay in. Just stay in. In fact, even the Kansas City airport shut down because of the weather. It was that bad. They say about 8 inches and climbing. 8 inches and climbing. And people in places like, you know, St. Joseph, Missouri, they had huge amounts of snow, too. So, you know, it's the familiar thing. You got salt and sand across the roads, and then you have all the ice that comes down and all the conditions that start to pummel you. And there's nothing you can do about that except for live through it. It's when people go out that it's the worst. It's when people have to get somewhere and you have cars that spin out, and then that causes a chain reaction, and because the tires just aren't gripping. And you think of some of the schools they have there, like the University of Kansas. They shut down two of their campuses. They did it in Overland Park and in Lawrence, too, because the weather was, you know, that bad. So they just shut it down all the way through Friday. I used to spend some time when I lived in the Midwest in Topeka, and they had almost 10 inches of snow. Wichita, probably the worst, though, 15 inches. Wow. And the craziest thing of all is in Arizona, they had to suspend the golf tournament. They were having a big PGA stop, and all of a sudden it was snowing. And so they weren't hitting golf balls. They were throwing snowballs at each other. There's just no way to continue this thing. And it's very unusual to get that kind of snow. Once again, like I say, Mother Nature, you never know what Mother Nature's going to do, and you can't control certainly what's going to happen there. You just got to roll with it. So match play suspended in Arizona, the white stuff all over the plains area, and then rain and sleet and all kinds of other things are happening in the southwest and in the south, and some severe thunderstorms, you know, too, as well, also part of the problem. I think one of the biggest things, and we talked about this a little bit at the beginning of the show with Ellen coming out of Washington, it's the same old thing. You know, it's ring around the rosy. We're on the carousel. I can come up with a million analogies and metaphors for what's happening and what's not happening in Washington. But the one thing we know is going to happen March 1st, when the sequester happens, there's going to be some forced cuts. So what's interesting is this we knew would happen for a year and a half, but we just pushed that aside because, oh, it's an election year, so we're not going to deal with it. We have a committee of Democrats and Republicans. They can't figure out where to cherry pick exact cuts. So we'll just do this. We'll just say, boom, half of it goes to the defense and half goes to the rest. But here's the answer, or here's the riddle. What do you think, America? I mean, I've been screaming forever that we need to have spending cuts and stop talking about taxes. Why do we have to keep paying for this monolithic government? So a poll comes out that says most of Americans want to delay forced spending cuts. I want to know who most of the Americans are that they spoke to. I'll tell you what, we will all in some way, and it's the middle class, we will all in some way be affected by them. But how about this, the survey that says 54% want Congress to delay the cuts, 40% say the government should go ahead and allow the cuts to kick in. This is Bloomberg News that did this poll, and you know we're at the point where look at a calendar, we're almost at March 1st. I don't see how this stops. This train has left the station a long, long time ago. And this poll falls pretty much in line with the Pew Research and USA Today poll that came out that said 49% say the cuts should be delayed and 40% want the cuts to go into effect, even though a majority of Americans want something done on the deficit. So we want something done on the deficit. We don't want to pay ridiculous taxes to pay for it all and to create more government. We don't want to keep kicking the can down the road, but we don't want to come up with spending cuts. Yeah, that's not going to work because you're going to have spending cuts. And unfortunately, as I said, with TSA workers and some others being cut, if you got to fly anywhere after March 1st, which, hello, I do, you better make sure that you get to the airport at least 2.5 hours earlier. No kidding. Step into that airport, especially in a big metropolitan area, because you are going to be waiting in some really long lines.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst.
Prediction is Adele doing Skyfall. It is up for original score. Anna Karenina up for score two. Argo, Life of Pi, Lincoln is up. But I think Skyfall gets it hands down. And I think she's going to sing that song and blow people away because the music and the lyrics were, of course, written by Adele and her partner, Paul Epworth. You know, you could look at Les Mis, Suddenly from Les Mis, or Pi's Lullaby if we wanted to go to the other, the music for original song, Before My Time, Everybody Needs a Best Friend. That's Ted and Seth MacFarlane, who is actually hosting the Oscars. But I think Adele gets it. So we wanted to give you little slices of the Oscars. I know some of you are probably sitting there like, who cares? But I get probably maybe 40 or so emails, no kidding, every week and a half from people asking me about movies or telling me they saw a movie and, hey, I'd recommend this one, which is a good time to remind you in our third hour on Friday morning, we do our cheap movie review. We also, thanks to our man Down Under, look at DVDs. So maybe you're a DVD person or you're renting, Netflix, Redbox, whatever, it gives you a sense of what's out there. A lot of times I'll say in the cheap movie review, hey, just wait. If you're chilling on the couch, sports is over, you're tired of yelling at the politicians, and you're ready for something different, so you're going to rent a movie, then this is the one to rent, and don't go and spend the money and see it on the big screen. Well, that's what we do to escape. But the reality of an impact of a sequester, I think we need to cut. Absolutely. If I were polled, I would say, you got to do the sequester, because these guys were playing chicken, and they didn't go through and pick out things to keep and things to cut. And let's just look at this. Let's put it all out on the table. What are we removing? So you're stuck with what ends up happening, especially when it comes to the military budget. You know, if you look at the numbers on paper, someone will say, well, it's ridiculous. We have a giant amount of money. How much of our money needs to go toward the military? How much of our budget has to be thrown the way of the military? We can certainly trim, but where do you trim? So like Virginia, there's people listening to us in Virginia, in these areas, center around the military. The economy centers around the military. It's the lifeblood of that community. And you got, what, 7 days left for Congress to do something. Of course, there's no Congress in session now, so it's next week. When the sequester hits, the naval station at Norfolk, which is really the center of everything, will be slammed. It'll just dry up. Somebody described it like, okay, the spigot's turned on and everything's fine, and then poof, suddenly the spigot is cut off. There is nothing. You have contracts that are in the middle. They'll just be canceled. Contracts where people came in to help service the military or whatever, they're done. They'll be done with. And that's part of what this sequester is. It's a major, major deal in Northern Virginia. They're talking about losing about 200,000 jobs. Most of the naval fleet, sometimes people don't realize that, is in ports in Norfolk, and, of course, San Diego is the other spot. Anybody in the Navy will tell you that. It's always Norfolk, 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 or then they end up in San Diego. So the Pentagon has canceled the deployment of the USS Harry Truman. That's done because of the fiscal problems. And ship maintenance, that's done for sure as of March 1st. So imagine the people that are just going along, and it's the middle class. It's their job, and now all of a sudden, because of the automatic spending cuts, that's it. It's crunch time, and you're done. So this is what happens. It's just canceled. The only thing that can happen is a short-term fix, then have a chance to come up with really crafting it and thinking about some kind of a long-term deficit deal. But they're not capable of doing that. They could cancel the sequester entirely, but then we'd be right back where we always are, so you can't do that. They could pass a long-term deficit deal before March 1st, but that means a week's time. Nothing gets done in Washington in a week's time. So the sky, unfortunately, like Skyfall, the sky is going to fall on a lot of people's heads, and it's because of the people who are representing them, who are elected, who didn't have the cojones to sit there and go through and cherry pick, okay, let's take some money here. This makes sense. Let's take money here. We got to start swacking things out because we're too big. We got to swack it. But you could have definitely crafted it a little bit better. But time is up. We got no time left. So if I were one of the people polled and I was asked about the automatic spending cuts, I would say, yeah, let them happen. As much as it pains me to think of the people that will get cut out of this that shouldn't necessarily be part of the lost, and they will be. So as we talk about jobs, 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 didn't we hear that in the State of the Union? You know how many jobs are going down? Almost a million. I mean, almost a million jobs could go down. So what does that do to the unemployment rolls, right? What's going to happen there? And then all the businesses. So Virginia's the great example. The restaurants, the grocery stores, all of those people are affected by slicing off this big chunk of the military. So there you go. There were other things that probably could have been hit, but again, because there was no dealing, because nobody was willing to come up with a deal, this is what you're stuck with. So too bad. So when we keep hearing this nonsense about we care about the middle class, they should just strike that from the vocabulary, because that's not really true when you do things like automatic cuts, because you can't work out a deal in a year and a half. And maybe some of those people would have lost jobs, sure, if it was worth it to lop that part out, especially with defense cuts. But certainly all of them wouldn't have gone. I seriously doubt that would happen. All right, Benghazi. How can I not talk about it here when I was woken up this morning by a text from somebody that I talk with quite frequently, let's say, in Washington? And I think now this is pretty much cats out of the bag on this one. There is no doubt that people like Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, John McCain, his good buddy from Arizona, and a slew of other Republicans are still really smarting from Benghazi, because they feel like a fast one was pulled on all of us and they didn't really get the straight answers they wanted, whether it was from outgoing Secretary of State Hillary Clinton or any of the minions that filled in for her when she was in the hospital, or anybody else that answered questions, really, about Benghazi. So now this report is surfacing that the U.S. has been denied direct access to Benghazi's suspect that's being held in Egypt, who might have killed or been part of the plot that ultimately worked to kill our ambassador, Stevens, and the three others with him, and, of course, wreaked terror on that outpost. So why have we been denied the access? Why have our interrogators not been able to sit in the same room and ask questions of this prisoner that Egypt is holding? The guy who's suspected is Mohammed Jamal, and he is suspected of establishing lots of Islamic training camps in eastern Libya, where these militants took part in the September 11th Benghazi terror attacks, you know, that where they were able to train, and these people took part in it. So they were waiting for September 11th. They were waiting for that anniversary, and they sprung it. They knew that the security was weak on the ambassador, and that's why Ambassador Stevens died. So whether Ahmed, or he's better known as Mohammed Jamal, whether he directly took part in the attack as if he might have led it, the mastermind behind it. So now, count it. This is the second time that we've been denied access to a suspect that's been held by another government. Remember, back in January in Tunisia, there was Ani al-Harazi, who's suspected of taking part in the attack, too. They said, oh, there's a lack of evidence. So the FBI is just chomping at the bit. They finally got al-Harazi after some intervention of Senator Lindsey Graham, who has made this his personal office. He doesn't like what happened. He doesn't think we got the whole skinny on it. And he wants control of the interrogations and the interviews because of what we lost in this. We should have access, don't you think? Hey, do you want to throw in your two cents? Should we just let go of Benghazi and move on? Or do we need to keep pushing for the right answers? 855-266-5283.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
This one from Chuckles. Boy, I haven't heard from him in a while. Chuckles listens to us in Missouri. Doesn't say whether he's socked in by the snow, but says, "Hey, Kate, haven't talked to you in a while. Been listening to America Tonight. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. I just let this hit you as fast as I can. I say bravo to Senator Lindsey Graham for not just saying, okay, forget about it. We've talked about this right and left. We're not getting the answers we want. So let's just move on with this. For the families of the people who were killed that didn't need to be slaughtered, I say bravo, bravo. More access. Absolutely, we should have access to the people who are suspects so we can grill them. It's time to really figure out whether the administration tried to just downplay all the planning, the level of planning that went into the attack initially, as they kept saying it was spontaneous. See, Chuckles, listen, there is no doubt that there was some CYA going on. Come on. I mean, we don't even need the special infrared glasses to realize what happened there. It's the truth. It happened on September 11th, and immediately, see, this is the problem with Washington. If there is some kind of movement, because it's always about getting reelected, something horrible happens. Is there anything so wrong with saying, listen, we are as flabbergasted as everybody else about these reports coming out of Benghazi. We are saddened. We cannot believe it. This long-term diplomat who forever has been in these dangerous areas serving and wanted to serve his country, Ambassador Stevens, and the three other men that were with him, two really super brave SEALs that did unbelievable things in their career and yada yada. But we really don't have a handle on the situation. We got people on the ground now. We don't want to say anything prematurely. Voila. Let people ask questions about September 11th. Then, 10 hours later, 5 hours later, come back and say, here's what we know. These are the facts. This is what we found out. Here's who we're pursuing. I think this is just all about covering up that they didn't realize what was happening. And they didn't realize what was being planned right under their noses. And more than anything else, the State Department didn't listen to the cries of Stevens and his staff that we are really concerned. We need more security. Twice they did it. In the spring, in the summer, they were dead in the fall. It's on record. And that's the problem. That's what it comes down to. So I agree with Chuckles. Bravo for Graham and others. Even if they're getting pelted by the Democrats, keep pushing. Keep pushing for those answers. Why not? Why not want to know the details about the warnings that the State Department got about security and all the months that led up to the attack? And then the ridiculous response as to what happened there. I mean, this is the deal. And we should be able to have the ability to question the people who are suspects in these terror attacks. We should be able to do that. So luckily, the FBI has their hands on one of the guys. We don't know what's going to happen in the other situation. Boy, Egypt, we'll give you all the money you want. You want us to give you $6 million? You want another $6 million? You want our help? And now you're not letting us question this suspect? You're not letting us be a part of this? Why not? Why not? And, of course, any source you have at the FBI, CIA, or other, let's say, security people, they're not going to really talk much on this thing. But we don't have direct access. We don't have direct access in this case. And I agree. We need to press on that. All right, a couple of other things that I want to make you aware of here as we're hitting that final turn, like Danica Patrick. Imagine if she wins the Daytona 500. I gave the odds of a couple of things with the Oscars. No offense to Danica Patrick, because I interviewed her a couple times when she was with the IRL, and she is solid at what she does. Guys argue that, hey, she's less than 140 pounds, so she's got an advantage, she's lighter in the car, all that kind of stuff. But very tough to win the Daytona 500. I'd say she'd be lucky to finish in the top five. I'd say she'd be really lucky to finish in the top five. And not that I'm not wishing her well, but I don't think so. In fact, I don't even know, in looking at the drivers, I'm not sure who I would pick for this time around. You know, it's so much about those crews. I've said this before. It's so much about the crew that's there with you and whatnot. All right, this story I think is kind of too big to ignore. It's worth bringing this up. Rush Limbaugh on his show said today, and it's funny, but I heard playbacks of it, but what Rush Limbaugh talked about, the whole process of this sequester and what's happening there. He said, you know, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in my life, I'm ashamed of my country. Seriously, man, here we get worked up over $44 billion. That's the total amount of money that will not be spent, that was scheduled to be spent this year. And he said, you know, I can't help but think that we're all being played for a bunch of fools, a bunch of suckers on the sequester business. You know, are you like me? Do you really think 800,000 people are going to lose their jobs in the Pentagon because we cut $22 billion? You really think air traffic controller is going to shut down? And so what he's saying is that this is part of the theatrics, part of it's part of the drama of what happens leading up to a deadline, which is true. We do get roped into this. Remember last time around with the debt ceiling, you were talking about the government shutting down and Social Security checks are not going to go out and veterans are not going to get paid. So thank you for fighting for us. But your check might be a little late. Sorry if you can't pay your electric bill or whatever other bills you have. And boy, it'll be a very, very sad day. It is. It is deja vu. And that's what I keep referring to. It's the same cycle. It's the same nonsense. It's the same carousel ride that we've taken. And we don't have any more tickets. We're tired. We don't want to ride around in this circus anymore. We're just so done with it. We're done. It doesn't make any sense. We're going to continue to spend like drunken sailors who haven't been to shore in a year and a half, which would be terrible, wouldn't it? Usually it's a little less than a year. So I'm exaggerating, but you get my picture. The thing is it's just, it's the politics of bullying. That's what it is. We're just getting bullied. And we talk about bullying in school and how horrible it is for kids. That's what's happening to us. The middle class. Keep talking about the middle class, and we care about the middle class so much. So much so, we're just going to bully you into whatever we want you to believe. So, Rush has a point. I'm ashamed of my country for buying the same thing they keep selling, you know, over and over and over and over and over again. Lastly, while you're contemplating all of this and who's going to win the Oscars, you might be careful what you eat. This has got to have some people really concerned. You know that whole scam over horse meat being served up in Ireland and the UK? Now they're talking about horse meat in the United States. Yep, there's a Philly restaurant. Of course, where I'm from, there's a Philly restaurant owner that thinks horse meat is delicious and wants to share it with customers, saying it's a delicacy. Listen, I saw Secretariat. My family has a horse racing background. I want nothing to do with eating horses. Are you kidding? If that's all, if my alternative is that, I'll just become a vegetarian, of which I am a meat eater, but no way. So this guy in Philly makes the comments. His name's Peter McAndrews, and he owns a Sicilian restaurant. And, you know, he said, listen, is horse better than cow or rabbit? I don't understand what all the fuss is about. It doesn't make any sense. So now he's finding that some people are starting to pummel his restaurants and boycott it just because of the comments he made. And animal rights activists are sending him hate mail. See, all he had to do was open it up to the horses and he let them run out of the barn. That's the problem in the end. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.